Okay, good evening and welcome to our board meeting for Monday, January 14th at 7:02. If I can ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs. President Adusi.
Here. Okay, can I ask you to please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Nothing. Thanks, John. Okay, so
our next up, without any citizens' comment, is the elected official comments and announcements. I'll start with you, Patty, if you've got, if you'd like.
Just want to wish everybody Happy New Year. Welcome this evening. And then just a reminder, which Kathy, this may be part of yours, but President Adusi, along with Mayor Skip Sorvino.
Saviano.
Saviano and Forest Park. There'll be a tri-village conversation at the library. The River Forest Civic Association will be sponsoring this at 7 o'clock. So
I think right, the 30th.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Calderon, Saviano, and myself.
Right. Right. Right.
Awesome.
So that's it.
Thanks.
I have nothing other than Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back.
Great. Thanks, Susan. Kathleen?
Ditto. Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year. Welcome back, everybody. Looking forward to the coming new year. I also want to remind everybody about the River Forest Police Department's Community Crime Prevention Meeting. It's coming up on January the 23rd from 4:30 to 6 p.m. So welcome, everybody, to attend. That's it.
Okay, great, thanks.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. A couple things. Want to welcome Sarah Pfeiffer, a new management analyst for the village. So congratulations and welcome to the team. And also last Wednesday was, and I think I'm going to get this right, so correct me, Public Safety Officers Awareness Appreciation Day. Did you know
wow.
that? and
it was all year.
Yeah, well, every, but anyway, special shout out to.
You only get one day.
I don't know if it was awareness or appreciation. It was kind of like this really long title, so do a Google search. But anyway, just wanted to make sure that we always thank our public safety officers for their service and dedication to not only our community, but state and nation, and for everything that you do to protect us and our families. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, very good. I have nothing more to add. So yes, other than Happy New Year. So we'll go on to the consent agenda. Unless you look like you want to say something.
No,
about
I was going to say you were talking about
appreciation day.
You know how the, like there's like a day, like every day is something different. So
right.
I just looked up today, just for the record. Today.
Oh yeah, because Mike normally gives it.
Yeah, Mike. Today is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. So I'm not sure what time the onion roll closes, but you know.
We could have had some pastrami here.
Taste of
well, I'm sure Trustee Gibbs would be happy to know that. Okay, so moving on, let's move to the consent agenda. If I can please have a motion to move our consent agenda A through H.
Move to approve the consent agenda items A through H.
I'll second.
Okay, any comments or questions on the consent agenda? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
I'll read it into the record.
Yeah, and read it. That would be good too.
A, village regular village board meeting minutes December 10th, 2018. B, executive session village board meeting minutes December 10th, 2018. C, monthly department reports. D, monthly performance measurement report. E, financial report November and December 2018. F, accounts payable November 2018, $2,500,751.14. G, accounts payable December 2018. $1,478,879.31. H, village administrator's report.
Okay, thank you. If you can now.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Conti?
Yes.
Trustee Hennick?
Yes.
Okay.
I move to approve accounts payable from the Economic Development Fund for $3,050.66, the Madison Street TIF Fund for $2,413.45 and $2,128.59, and the North Avenue TIF Fund for $291.26.
I'll second.
Okay.
I'm recusing myself because I'm recusing myself because my law firm represents both School District 90 and School District 200, and ask the clerk not to call my name in the vote.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, ask the clerk to take the vote. Please.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Okay, this might be the fastest board meeting. I'm really excited about it. We have no recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. We have no unfinished business, so we'll move on to new business. If I can get a motion for 9A in a second, and then we can discuss the issue.
Accounts payable from the Economic Development Fund.
No.
Sorry. I moved
9A.
I got so excited about the meeting.
That's a motion to reconsider?
She wants to redo it.
Leave me alone.
She wants to drag it out as long as possible.
Okay. I move to approve an ordinance granting a redevelopment agreement for In-N-Out Fitness, 7756 Madison Street, subject to conditions listed in the ordinance.
Okay.
A second.
All right. Very good. Well, there is a bet going on between Saviano and I about how quick we can have a board meeting. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. So if I can ask Eric Palm to kind of discuss this with the trustees, please.
Right. So as you know from previous discussions, we have talked about working on incentive agreements within the TIF district, specifically this one in Madison. There's the strip mall over at 7756 Madison Street. They have nine suites. Of those nine suites or spaces, this time last year, five of them were vacant. I'm pleased to report that through these incentive agreements, those five vacancies have now been eliminated. So a skincare company took three of those. They are now operational. They are up and running. Mm-hmm. And then In-N-Out Fitness will be taking the remaining two. So and why that's significant? Obviously, it's good to have our retail and business areas at full capacity, certainly, but in terms of the sheer economics of the TIF, you know, obviously when these businesses, the landlords have vacancies, they are able to get a significant amount of reduction in their property taxes. That won't be the case anymore, and subsequently we'll be generating more revenue out there as well, which is good for the TIF. So that is a good, these are two very good wins for the TIF district to continue to start moving things along in the right direction. The agreement is next to identical. It's basically a boilerplate agreement that Kleinthorpe and Jenkins has put together. The amount of the incentive represents 50% of the build-out and move cost. The total cost of the build-out and move is $50,202, so we would fund $25,101. And again, we're going to break that up in 50% up front and then two payments subsequent to that of the remaining dollars in equal installments. And so the president or owner of the company, Lisa Newman, is here tonight. So if you have any specific questions, she can certainly address those. Her current lease does end in her existing space at the end of January. So she is looking for a new home, and staff is pleased to recommend this to you tonight.
Just for the record, that was 50% of the lowest bidder.
Correct. Okay. So she got two prices.
Yep. Okay. And then remind me back to when we did this with skincare company. Do we have our code department go out and inspect to make sure all these property adjustments and upgrades are being done properly?
Their permit's pulled.
Okay.
Yeah, so when skincare comes in and out, they'll pull a building permit.
Okay, and then we issue a certificate of occupancy based on those.
So what triggers the payment is the COE.
Okay.
Or CO.
Yeah. Okay. Lisa, is there anything you'd like to tell us or talk to us about?
We're about maybe quarter of the way through, almost through a portion. I got to be out of there at the end of the month. So we should be out of there by the end of the month, but we're being held up a little bit. We're overlapping because we have two spaces we put together to make one unit. So the building owner one space.
Sure.
So we're overlapping some of the stuff he was supposed to finish, is not quite finished, and so we're trying to overlap this, and so there's a little delay there and there, but it should be.
So when you say we need to be out, meaning you choose to be out by?
Well, that's the end of my lease.
Right, so you're choosing that, you're ending your lease, you're moving on to new.
Well, I wasn't given an option.
Tell me what?
I worked tirelessly trying to get to work with these developers,
mm-hmm.
who have been awful.
Okay, all right.
And I, in fact, that those three spaces that Sandra had, I owned for a year.
Are you talking about on Madison Street? Okay. You're confusing everybody because
so
there's two different developers.
Right.
And in fact, I asked you to go to the microphone because people will want to hear this, especially reporters.
Wow. So the building,
yeah.
That Jack Strand owns,
okay.
7756, the units 7, 8, and 9.
Yes.
When the building was sold in March of 2017, I actually put a down payment on
okay.
those, and worked for over a year trying to get the developers to let me out of the lease.
Now you're talking about Lake and Lathrop developers.
Yes.
Okay. To get you out of the lease.
Because right. I was told, this is going to move.
Right.
Let's go. And
right.
there were 9 businesses there.
Right.
And I thought, I'd like to stay in River Forest.
Right.
I'd like to find a space. So I put a deposit down over there, and I tried for a year. Letters, emails, phone calls, anything, and got nothing
right.
in return.
Okay.
So I ended up getting rid of the space because I couldn't hold on to it any longer, and he wanted to rent it.
Right.
So I got rid of it, and I wanted to bring in physical therapy into that space. That's why I wanted a larger space. So now I don't have physical therapy coming, but I do have, you know, my gym going into spaces 2 and 3. They had
leaving.
A temporary.
They're leaving on Lathrop. I mean, Ashland. My gym.
No. Her.
Oh, your personal gym.
Oh, I was like,
yeah. You got confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was like,
sorry.
Oh no.
Oh,
my gym. Right. There's a my gym. Yeah.
There is a my gym. I'm like, wow, that's
it's
new.
My gym is in and out fitness. But yeah, so I'll be in spaces 2 and 3. There was a temporary in one of those spaces for a while, so we had to wait for them to leave
okay.
in order for Jack Strand to kind of create a
right.
white box
okay.
for me. So that's the holdup is that we're kind of.
So long story short, you're leaving now. Your lease is ending. You're
right.
voluntarily leaving because.
Well, I would have stayed longer,
well,
but.
Yeah. You know it's going to change.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully. And you're moving somewhere else in River
yes.
Force.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So will you have, I don't care, will you have interruption of service or
I
you
might.
Think there's going to be continuity?
I'm hoping not to.
Okay.
So, you know. If it is, it might be a week. I'm hoping it won't be more than that. It's just going to depend. It's, you know, permits have to be, you know, inspections have to happen from permits. And, you know, we're still waiting on a ceiling for him to put in. So we don't have any lights in there. So it's things like that. Yeah.
And then this is not directly related to the tenants, but we had some issues with the signage that was put up on the Strand building. And that's been taken down. And they're going to go back to, obviously, complying with the code for the lighted signs.
Yeah, so we approved the permit. So we're there's 3 signs in for permit. Skincare, which we approved. In and Out, which I've shared with Lisa. So don't take anything for granted. Usually we don't get into this level of detail, but I've shared the sign permit request with the actual tenant to make sure that they've actually seen it, and I don't want to approve. I don't want the sign to be put up and someone says, well, that's not what I wanted. So
it's not
it's usually not our level of detail, but we're taking a little extra care here. And then Puffs will also get a new sign. So the signs will be, the new ones for the new businesses will be code compliant.
So once this transition takes place and you have the skincare company and the fitness, Puffs is still there, will all of the retail spaces then be occupied?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like it. Okay, very good. Well, good, thank you very much. Is there any other questions? Okay, any further questions regarding this transaction? It seems very straightforward. As Eric said, it's very similar, if identical actually, to the skincare contract. So let's go ahead and I don't hear any further questions or comments. I'll ask the clerk to take the vote.
And for the same reasons mentioned earlier, I'm going to recuse myself and ask the clerk not to call my name for the vote.
Okay.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes, good luck.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. All right, and then next is the 9B. This is Eric Palm's contract that we discussed last month. So if I can ask one of the trustees to move and another to second, and then we can discuss it further if you like.
Okay, I move to approve the First Amendment to the Employment Agreement for Village Administrator Eric Palm.
Second.
Okay, very good. Thank you. You all were able to read the contract. I think it's exactly what we talked about in terms of Eric's compensation, his deferred compensation section, his car allowance, and phone allowance. I think those were the major changes. So I think this was a great contract. We're glad to have Eric, as I've mentioned before. So is there any other further comments or questions from the trustees? Okay, hearing none, then I'd ask the clerk to take the vote, please.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes, with pleasure.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Great.
And thank you, and I appreciate the trust that you continue to place into me, into the staff. So thank you.
Well, keep up the great work. We've got a lot on our plate.
Yeah.
All right, we are going into executive session. Yep.
Yep, for a quick update.
Okay, very good. So that ends our
regular session. I'd like to make a motion.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the purchase or lease of real property for use of the public body, including discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired, the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by a public body, and pending litigation.
Very good. Your second?
Second.
Thank you. All right.
Yes. Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So then we open the door and. Where are we opening to regular session?
Yeah, roll call.
Okay, Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs. President Aducey.
Here.
Okay, do I need a motion for adjourning?
Yep,
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.